The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
40,000 less people to get the vaccine this week than had been anticipated. That on top of the AstraZeneca not being available for the under 60s, Johnson & Johnson not exporting to the EU, but counterbalanced by the good news yesterday that we're going to get an additional 500,000 plus vaccines from Pfizer before the end of June. So we've two guests with us, Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. First, though, Dennis McCauley, Dr. Dennis McCauley, chairman of the GP committee at the Irish Medical Organisation. Dennis, how confident are your members that you'll be getting the vaccines as you need them, given the demand you're experiencing from your patients?
I think you have to clarify very clearly, Matt, what's about to happen. There's a new plan today, and that's the reason that the AstraZeneca rollout this week was actually delayed. The new plan is that anybody who's aged 60 to 69 will ultimately get their vaccine at the regional vaccination centres, and it won't be done by general practitioners. We will be giving vaccine to the very high risk and high risk group under 60. So whether you have a high risk medical problem or not, if you're over 60, you will be getting your vaccine at the regional vaccination centres, and that's where that cohort will be asked over a rolling basis to register at the new portal. So in actual relation to supplies, the supplies that we will be using, general practice, we'll be finishing off the over 70s with the Pfizer vaccine, and we'll be using the Pfizer vaccine for that cohort under 60 who will have medical issues.
And how quickly do you think will the over 70s all be done by?
I would say the second or third week in May, I think that the vast majority, bar 1 or 2%, will be actually done. We'll be finishing, I think, they'll all be having their first doses, completing the first doses by within the next 2 weeks. That's how the schedule is actually going.
Okay, Priscilla Lynch. Now, at this stage, we've over 1 million shots have been administered. So there's lots of people wondering, when are they going to get their vaccine during quarter two? So we have a plan set out today for the very high risk 16 to 59 year olds, for the high risk 18 to 59 year olds, and for the 60 to 69 year olds. As simply as possible, take us through it.
Okay, well, registration today started for the 60 to 69-year age group, specifically for 69-year-olds today, and we had over 18,000 registering in the first few hours. So this week we see 65 to 69-year-olds registering. They'll get called in the next couple of weeks for vaccination and so forth and so on. And then there's also the 16 to 59-year-olds that Dr. McCauley mentioned there, the very high-risk groups. There's about 250,000 of those, though about 70,000 have been done to date. They'll be done generally by GPs. And that will commence shortly, and those 16 and 17-year-olds will be done during late April using the Pfizer vaccine, and they'll also be through the vaccination centres. And then there's going to be as well high-risk people, 18 to 59-year-olds, cohort 7, so they'll be vaccinated in parallel with the very high-risk group. So again,
what does that mean in parallel? Does that mean actually at the same time?
Kind of, yeah, when they've gotten a certain percentage done, and depending on supply coming in, and they'll commence that in early May, and that'll be complete by dose one by early June. So by the start of June, we should have, you know, all the 60s, age 60 onwards done, the high risk and the very high risk as well. I know everybody listening will be thinking, well, what about my specific age group? When will I get that? It had been hoped that we could actually publish a rough guide to the age brackets kind of beyond, you know, below 60 this week, but because of the changes to the AstraZeneca, the extra doses of Pfizer, and then obviously the pausing of the Johnson & Johnson, they haven't been able to do that, but they're still quite confident of making that target of 80% of the adult population being vaccinated by the end of June, and it could actually be sooner, depending if they stretch the interval between vaccines. So it is probably a bit confusing. There is a lot of changing, but the good news is that obviously vaccination is continuing, and it has started, you know, for below 70 already this week. So a lot of people registering there, people are being asked if they are in those age groups to get their details ready. And we do know, though, unfortunately, that we We thought we'd be getting over 200,000 doses per week at this stage, but it looks this week the plan for 180,000 to 190,000 is down to roughly 120,000 to 140,000 doses this week, but then and about 140,000 to 160,000 doses next week. We know as well that the mass vaccination centres, that about 30 of them should be up and running around the country next week to start doing all those, age 69, 68 and so what. And we know that there's, a very substantial proportion as well of general practice giving out vaccines as well. They're also piloting looking at giving the vaccines in pharmacies. We don't have a start date for that yet, but they have started looking for expressions of interest of maybe they could get 700 to 800 pharmacies around the country that could be interested.
Sorry, Priscilla, they're starting to look for expressions of interest. The pharmacists have been saying for months that they want to do it.
They have. They're champing at the bit, and they did do a deal back in January about the payment that they could give pharmacies. But so far, they haven't actually, put in place. Pharmacists are involved in the programme in relation to mass vaccination centres and whatnot. But just in actually administering the vaccines in pharmacies hasn't started yet. But they are looking at that. They're looking at piloting a tech solution as well, so that the portals can be linked to pharmacies and that the HSE can get the data back from pharmacies as well to make sure that they can count who's been vaccinated where. As well, so that tech solution is being piloted. There have been hopes that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be suitable for pharmacies because it's one shot and it's easy to store and also in general practice, so they're trying to wait and see as well to see what vaccine will they allocate to pharmacies, but obviously hopefully that will ramp up as well soon, because we do know in this quarter, with all the chopping and changing, we're still expecting up to 4 million doses if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is given the go-ahead by the end of this quarter, that we could have 4 million doses, and we want to be able to administer those as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Okay. Dr. Dennis McCauley, what do you make of the argument that's been put forward by some that this could be going an awful lot faster if we had a proper system of digitised information? Because it seems that there's a lot of confusion between the sort of the cohort 4 and the cohort 7 as to who's very high risk or who's at high risk for particular illnesses, and confusion as to who goes where, because we don't have a computer system with all the information on it.
Well, funny, I would probably completely disagree with that, in that I think the rate limiting factor is supply in relation to the digitised system of people who are high risk and very high risk. That fell down at the hospital, the people attending the hospital, but the actual information for people attending GP, we have an actual digitalised list in our software program. So the rate limiting factor is supply. And of course, the actual changing of the plan. The last few days, the AstraZeneca was suspended mainly because we were transiting from last week's plan to this week's plan. So we have digital information about who these people are. And actually, the software with one software speaks to the other software, as was mentioned. And that's almost a separate issue. But we were able to get our very high-risk group. Probably it took us about 7 minutes.
That's encouraging to hear. Priscilla, there are people still texting in, though, saying that they have parents who are over 70s who haven't been told anything as to when they're getting their shots. And they're saying, and yet at the same time, people between ages 60 and 69 are been asked to register for theirs.
Yeah, I know it is hard when there is overlap in that case, but the HSC did say that they do expect that all of the over 70s should have their first dose of the vaccine probably by the end of next week, so that it is just a small number that are left. But again, there's been issues for some GP practices with supplies, and obviously, clinics being cancelled at the last minute. They're hoping now that those issues have been smoothed out. I think it was the Moderna vaccine in particular that they had some issues there with delivery. But yeah, that is frustrating. There's also housebound patients as well. There's about 2,500 housebound over 70s around the country. About 1,400 or more of those have been done to date, and they are working through them. And there's also over 70s who are in hospital that I asked about, when are they being vaccinated? And they have started vaccinating them, but they haven't given numbers yet. So they're still tidying up some of those numbers for over 70. But I suppose it is encouraging that the supply is increasing despite all the particular chopping and changing, and that we are ramping up, and that we should see further ramping up next week. And that hopefully we'll have a bit more clarity as well from NIAC in the coming days as well, and from the EMA hopefully next week.
Okay, well, something else I want to ask you about, Priscilla, and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has sort of been teasing people today with the possibility of certain restrictions being returned to level 3 and onwards in May. Did the HSC at the briefing today have anything to say about what they think about the easing of restrictions?
Well, usually they try and, you know, I suppose be circumspect and point out that it's up to the government to ease those restrictions. But, you know, it was pointed out that obviously we're very much going in the right direction, that we have below 200 patients in hospital with COVID-19 now at the moment, 184 in total and 51 in ICU. So the numbers have come down dramatically from over 2,000 patients in hospital, you know, at the start of the year. We were also told that infections in healthcare workers, that they hit a peak of 1,000 a week in January and that they were down to about 11 last week. So 95% reduction, and obviously a big reduction in the numbers of patients over the age of 70 as well and in death. So all those parameters are going according to plan. And so this will feed into obviously the government easing restrictions, particularly as the vaccination of the population ramps up. So yeah, the indicators are all looking good, and case numbers as well have come down finally after being very stagnant there as well. So numbers, they're still higher than they would like, the daily numbers, but they are certainly going in the right direction, and all the indications look good so far for a further easing of restrictions. We know there's further restrictions being eased at the end of this month in relation to golf courses and sports events. It's hoped then that obviously hairdressers and other non-essential retail will further open up in May, but exact dates, obviously people are keen to try and hear those from the government as soon as possible.
Indeed. Well, I'll have the opportunity to interview the Taoiseach on the television tonight on 10 o'clock on The Tonight Show. But Dr Dennis McCauley, to finish with you, do you feel as a GP, do you feel that now with this vaccination programme underway that we may be past the worst?
I do. I think, remember, before NIAC came out and issued guidance which formed new guidelines, I think there was a positivity that was there. And I think that, as Priscilla has said, all the numbers are there. So I think if it wasn't for the new guidance on Monday, the positive waves that were there at the weekend would have followed through. And I think we would have been wouldn't have been confused, and we would be more content. And I think that's a good thing. I think the actions of the Irish people have worked very well. I would encourage them to continue with it for this month particularly, so that we can get the vaccine dividends completely bedded in. And I think, yeah, so I think there is room for positivity.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dennis McCauley, from the Chairman of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, and Priscilla Lynch, Clinical Editor with the Medical Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.